Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Little Van Halen bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here today as we introduce you to a new friend. Gordon Plutsky is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And he is Director of Marketing and Research at a company called Kingfish Media. Whenever I think of Kingfish, I always have to think of Amos and Andy. I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember the Amos and Andy series, but it's a great series. Now that I think about it, I need to buy that series. I think it's still out on DVD, maybe. It's a great one. It's very funny. Anyway, Kingfish Media is their company, and they help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace across a lot of different platforms. And he's here to talk to us about the future of media. Welcome to the show, Gordon.
Oh, great. Hi. Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And have you ever seen the Amos and Andy series?
I know what you're talking about, and people have brought that up. That wasn't the genesis of the name when our president and founder, Cam Brown, started it, but we have heard that. And it's we like it. It's, as a marketer, it's a great name to have because it's memorable. It's a little bit
absolutely
different, and people seem to remember it.
Well, Amos was the lead character, and they called him the Kingfish. Or as Andy called him, the Kingfish. Anyway, it was a great show back in way back. That's from the Wayback Machine, but it's a funny show. Anyway, no, I didn't think it was the origin of your name, but I couldn't help but thinking about that. You know, Gordon. As my audience knows, I've been on the air since '97, and on the radio, syndicated on the radio for over 11 years now. But within a couple of months, I saw that there was an opportunity for me to start simulcasting on the internet, and I've been doing that for now. We're just beginning our 12th year now as a simulcaster on the internet, and now we've added other features. But the point is for a long time now, the new media has been part of our lives. New media being not just print, not just radio, not just television. But and you know, I saw radio stations that were very quick to adapt the internet and put their programming up on the internet. And those radio stations today, I believe, are the ones who are probably prospering the most. It's really not a case of either or; it's both and, isn't it?
It really is, and I think radio has done a great job, and you've been a real pioneer in it. But I like the fact that radio stations have done that because it really goes into what new media is all about. And new media is really all about consumers having control and being able to choose what they want, when they want, and
right,
giving marketers opportunities to, you know, get measurable results and expand their horizons.
We continue to spoil our customers, don't we?
Yeah, you really need to support your customers. I mean, that's really what it's about. I mean, in the old media, really, it was kind of, you know, if you think about going back a while, as we were talking about, you know,
yeah,
when there was only a couple of broadcast networks and a few newspapers and magazines dominated, you know, they kind of set the agenda. But now it's really the consumer has control, and that's a really important thing to know for business people to understand, because
mm-hmm,
you really need to then serve them in all platforms, in all ways, at all times, when they're ready and willing and able to take your content and your messages.
Well, that's the key, is that once the horse is out of the barn, so to speak, you know, you can't put it back up, and so the horse in this case is what consumers have gotten used to, and you know, the broadcast networks weren't able to stop the cable companies, and the theater organizations weren't able to stop Netflix and online streaming and stuff like that. You're not going to stop this, and the only way to survive is to adopt these things, to be part of it. But at the same time, you can still feature your way of doing business, like radio stations who also have a simulcast, newspapers who also have an online newspaper. I mean, that's the way some of these companies have been able to do this, have been able to stay in business.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you hit it on the head because, you know, technology always finds a way, and the technology is always going to win in the end because it really plays into human nature and people, you know, the more choices you give people, the more choices they're going to take. I mean, when you look at all the options that are available to people, and of course, there's a generational aspect to it and younger people, the way
right.
they view their media choices. It really is. And the key for these media companies, and some are doing it well and some are famously having trouble, is how you adopt. And how you adopt, and it really is, as we said, it's really about serving your customers. You know, the broadcast networks are having a very hard time, but, you know, at the same time, they're being forward-looking by creating sites like Hulu, which is a joint venture between NBC and Fox to put all
mm-hmm.
their content up there. You know, and a lot of the print publications do have their websites. Some are doing better than others. You know, the Wall Street Journal, as we know, has done a really great job of getting people to pay for their content.
Well, see, this is an example. I'm a daily subscriber to the Wall Street Journal. I love reading my journal. I love it having it in my hand. But I read it. I find things I like that I want to share. I go online. I've got a subscription to their online paper and their online site. And then I go find that article and email it to my friends, people who I'm interested in. And
well,
I use all of it, and that's the key, isn't it? That's the way people want to have access. They want to have access to that. And so, from a standpoint of reaching out and touching customers, what's your best advice these days?
I think the best advice, you know, and this is, you know, something that we preach as a firm, is that know your customers, understand where and how they want to consume media. You know, whether you know it just from your personal contact with them, or you know it through doing some research. But you have to think of that way. You know, if you have an audience that is more of an offline audience, then you want to hit them with content in print and other ways in television and radio. But if you have an online savvy audience, you know, it's really important for you to start building out your website and your web offerings. And, you know, one thing that, again, depending on your audience, that's becoming really prevalent, we're seeing is a huge trend over the next couple of years is social media.
Yeah.
Whether you build that into your own business and create community through your own business, or you work with a Facebook or a LinkedIn to create pages and a community for your customers, it's incredibly important to use these new medias, not just to, you know, you have to think of them as interactive and two-way communications.
Gordon, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. One of the things that a lot of people have been having a hard time with, though, Gordon, is finding the ROI in social media. And can
mm-hmm.
you help us with that? Can you explain how that works on the other side of the messages?
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. Gordon Plutsky, he has the answers. We have the time. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry with the G.
Heart's torn.
Classic song, part of the British Invasion. Still a classic one. Ferry Across the Mersey. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm kind of from the Wayback Machine, too. But still rocking and rolling, though, after all these years. Gordon Plutsky is our guest. And he's the director of marketing and research for Kingfish Media. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barrier to entry. Lots and lots of stuff there. Lots of different kinds of technology and resources and articles and archives. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out my blog. You can go to our knowledge base. Lots and lots of stuff to help you out. And I hope you'll do that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gordon Plutsky, you mentioned as we went to the break about social media,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to talk about that in a second. I want you to help us understand what the ROI is in that. But before we do, I want you to give us your website and tell us a little bit about Kingfish.
Sure, that'd be great. Website is kingfishmedia.com. That's all one word, and we are a custom media company located in the Boston area, actually a little north of Boston in, you know, historic Salem, Mass.
Beautiful part of the world.
It is beautiful. We are right on the water. It is a beautiful environment. And we do custom media, which is custom magazines, websites, events, webcasts, online video, podcasting, virtually every platform for businesses who want to talk directly to customers and prospects. And, you know, some of our clients include Aramark, IBM, Bank of America, Verizon, and we also do a lot of work with Compass Bank and Verizon specifically. Are those, we have efforts to where actually they're talking to their small business customers.
But do you work with small businesses?
We do work with some small businesses. We do work with a bunch of startups, people who are starting up and need our help and advice.
Right.
We do work with a variety of sizes of companies.
Folks, the main thing we're going to get out of Gordon today is he's out there where the rubber meets the road on this, on the new media, and every small business owner must understand this. They must understand that, that there's a, there is a stratification of media out there, and different generations are using different types of media, and people are wanting different kinds of to be accessed, to be reached in a lot of different ways, and we all have to pay more attention to that. It's not one or two options anymore. We got a multiple set of options here that we have to focus on. I want you to explain the how you think the whether you think the ROI is, and how long we got to wait for that with social media. And when you say social media, you're talking about blogging, you're talking about the Facebooks, LinkedIn, things like that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And we've gotten pretty heavily into all of them for our own company and some of our clients. And a lot of this is a really new area, and there's a lot of theories on how to measure it. I think there's a few different ways. With things like LinkedIn and Facebook, I mean, I think you look at those as lead prospectors and ways to communicate with customers and prospects. You know, they are essentially free, and mm-hmm. I know a few small business people that I've talked with, partners of ours, that say LinkedIn is a great way for them to drive new business just by linking in, connecting with other people, and being able to push out information and content to your people that you're linked in with, to your database,
right?
There,
mm-hmm.
because you're taking advantage of something that's very, very powerful, and that's permission-based marketing. If someone has linked in with you or friended you in Facebook, you now have permission, and you don't want to abuse it, but you want to use it smartly to send them content.
That's one of the things that I worry about, is abusing that, because it is social networking.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's social networking and you start sticking a commercial message in there, some people are a little ham-fisted about that, and it comes across the wrong way, doesn't it?
It does. That's something that we have to really be careful about. Now, you know, the two that we're working the most with, I mean, LinkedIn is all business. So
yeah,
that one, I think, there's a little more tolerance for sending out, you know, business messages, but I think you have to be very careful. You don't want to, just like in anything, you don't want to spam someone. You don't want to overdo it. You want to be, you know, you want to be smart and classy about it and send out messages that are of content value to people, not just an ad for yourself.
Right.
But, you know, just like you do, Jim, and we do it ourselves, you want to market yourself with smart content and give people information.
But one thing about all this, though, Gordon, pardon me for interrupting you, I just got a minute or so left, is that with LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter even, and things like that, it takes a long time to get a following, to get a group of people that are part of your community. So you're not going to we don't need to let small business owners think that they can join LinkedIn today and double and grow their sales by 10% in a month. It doesn't work that way.
It's a long-term time investment.
It's not a replacement for advertising to drive sales.
No, it's not, and it is a long. I mean, the nice thing about them is they're essentially, they don't cost you anything to get involved, but they do take your time, and you have to really work it. It's something you have to work continuously, just like a garden or anything like that. You have to continue to work it, you know. And you know, we have a Facebook page for our company, mm-hmm. and we're continually updating it, and we're continually inviting more people. And the nice thing is, people will virally also come to it. You know, people will see it. And, you know, someone will see it on someone else's page and say, that looks interesting.
After a while, it catches on, doesn't it?
Yep.
And so over time, so this is something you build as a kind of almost a parallel universe while you're doing the stuff you've already been doing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You would not, at this point, you certainly would not want to replace, you know, your traditional method with this.
Yeah, it's not going to replace your radio ads. Hey, Gordon, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. I'd love any time.
It's been a fun having you here. Thanks for your information. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim.
Gordon Plutzky, ladies and gentlemen, with KingfishMedia.com, by the way. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.